Lindsay and Whipper.
Nova. Have you seen TPG's special promotion for their SIM-only mobile plans? 1.5 gig data with $550 of calls and text for $10 per month in the first 6 months. Check out the TPG website for terms and conditions.
I mean, you got to think about the single people today as well and know that today is a great opportunity. There's 2 days in the year where you can hit on someone from work, Christmas party and Valentine's Day.
It's a myth, mate.
No, it's not.
Valentine's Day is a total myth.
It's an excuse to go and say to somebody and indicate that you might be interested.
But restaurants are just even more expensive, harder to get into. Like you said, you buy flowers. You always forget and you buy flowers on a day like this. They're triple the price.
Yep. You know what the restaurants do? They do the Valentine's Day special deal. And we have a set menu, sir, for $300 per person. Give me a break.
$300.
Sorry, I'm keeping positive about Valentine's Day. I want there to be love, even if you are single. And after 8:30, we've got a treat. If you're single today and you're listening, we're bringing back traffic dating. We've found a girl, Erin. You're going to love her.
But see, look, I think Valentine's Day, Sarah, is for kids, primary school kids.
Isn't it, when you're younger and you do a little something for your Valentine?
No, it is. It's when you write, you pick someone in class, you write them a beautiful message and maybe get them a flower from, you know, Auntie Edna's garden bed and you give them to them at school and that's it.
It's that nice thing. I used to get little handmade cards from this boy I had a crush on. It was very sweet. As you get older, Whips, it shouldn't be dependent on today for you to tell someone that you love them.
No, but it is a great opportunity. I mean, when the flowers arrive here across the Nova and reception says there's flowers for so-and-so, you don't reckon there's a few giggling girls around the office storming
you
out to reception?
You could do that any day, though, mate.
I'm just saying today is the day to celebrate
it. It's even more special on a random day.
What about this one? Shout out to this bloke from China. He's done everything he can to try and make it look like he's got a girlfriend. And three votes. His effort is sensational. Mm-hmm. So he carries a wig around with him, which he'll just sort of put under his hand. And if you take a photo from behind, it just looks like he's got a girlfriend that's sitting next to him.
Oh, what, like Dickie Knee?
Yeah, in a sense, without the voice.
Mr. Summers.
I don't think that
happened. But hang on, it is a wig on a hand.
Yes,
so
it is.
So it's worse than Dickie Knee, because Dickie Knee was at least on a stick, wasn't he?
You're right. Yeah. He does the one where he holds his phone out behind him, right, as if like you're taking a selfie, but it looks like it's someone's holding his hand.
Oh, man.
And he's like leading a beautiful girl on a tropical holiday. But he's now revealed his technique to show that he really doesn't have anybody in his life.
A lot of effort.
He also takes a selfie of himself on his computer typing in RedTube when he's at home by himself, the poor.
And that's definitely his hand typing it.
Yeah.
I don't know what the
other
one's
doing.
Doesn't
have anyone to share it with.
A couple of other ideas too. I mean, there's some terrific items you can buy if you're a single person today. There's this pillow which is made up like a man and it's got the shirt, so when you lie down, it's like you're with a man. And for the men, there's like a woman's knee if you just wanted to rest your head near her crutch.
Sir, you just went out of the studio quickly during Chameleon there from Pinyao on Nova 96.9. But while you were out, Whipper said that he received a card in the mail last night, handwritten to him, but he doesn't know there was no name at the end of it.
You got my card.
Was that from you?
What did it say?
Well, you would know.
Well, why don't you tell it from?
It was handwritten, like the envelope was handwritten.
No, messy.
And then Lisa opened it and she came over. I was just sitting on the couch. She said, "What is this? Who is this from?" I said, "I don't know. I don't know what it is."
And she said, "A listener following you around or something."
She said, "Read it." And I said, "Oh, it just said like the printed stuff you'd normally get on a card, like love is for whatever." And then down the bottom it said, "For a special person, love you, your Valentine."
I didn't send that.
It wasn't from you?
Mine was a different letter.
All right, Pete in the Blue Mountains, you want to wish someone a happy Valentine's Day?
Yeah, hey guys, just my wife-to-be, happy Valentine's Day. I love you more than I could ever show.
Pete, that's amazing.
When are you getting married, Pete?
3.5 weeks.
It's going to be beautiful, mate.
Are you in the dog box or something? Is that why you're doing this at the moment, Pete? Or where are you getting married, Pete?
In the Blue Mountains.
Oh, that'll be magnificent. Stunning. And where are you going on your honeymoon?
New Zealand.
Great, lovely. Pete. We've got some flowers for you, mate. Everybody that gets on the show today gets flowers from flowersforeveryone.com.au. Good luck with the wedding. Good luck with the wedding,
Thank
mate.
Thank you.
Well, let's also give some flowers to Luke in Silverdale. You got some flowers from flowersforeveryone.com.au. Luke, who do you want to say a happy Valentine's Day to, mate?
Well, I'm sort of in the doghouse at the moment because I haven't organised a thing. That's why I gave you boys a bit of a call. My lovely girlfriend, Jessie, I'd like to say happy Valentine's Day and I love you.
Oh, that's beautiful. How long have you guys been, getting it on for?
4 years now.
That's great. Yeah.
How many times have you hit on her best friend, Luke?
Only 17.
We got flowers for you,
we'll
mate.
We'll send you 17 flowers that you can send out to all of them.
All right, let's celebrate all things music. The Grammys yesterday. Flume, put your hands together. Best dance electronic album.
What a big gun, man. Bit disappointed. Why? I thought Best Dance Grammy, they would have been a part of the main show.
Because that wasn't part of it.
No, it was in a separate one.
Which it was two hours beforehand, so when they showed the crowd, half of them were in there,
break.
Half of them were still on the red carpet.
Yeah, really?
See, I thought dance would be right up there with hip-hop.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But well done.
Either way.
An amazing effort. His old man flew over from the Northern Beaches. He was there too.
Oh, you would too. You'd be cousins. Imagine the amount of people knocking on your door when they found out you're going to the Grammys.
Oh,
hey, you reckon I could? God, how many tickets did you get to the after party?
You don't think Northies was pumping last night.
Yeah,
am I right, fellas?
You're not wrong.
It's half our lineup. It took me ages.
Let's celebrate Adele. Album of the year, song of the year, record of the year. Are we going to have this discussion? There's complete confusion in the studio here.
Yes.
We don't know the difference between album of the year and record of the year. What we have learned is, I think record is considered track, song. Then why did she win record of the year and also song of the year?
Okay, so album of the year is the entirety of the album.
Yep. You got that, check.
Records is more similar to song, but record incorporates all the engineers and sound mixers and all those people
right.
who worked on
broader
it.
So scale.
It's got nothing to do with Adele.
Yeah.
All right, that's like a team award.
Well,
best team behind the record.
That's
award.
Like if we went to the Australian Radio Awards.
Yeah.
And then you guys would win an award.
Nah,
for the
that
team.
Wouldn't happen.
Like
that
Tom would have to get up and accept an award. That's
nah,
really
that's
weird.
Impossible.
Thanks so much, guys.
I don't think that would ever happen.
Well, hang on, what's Tom? The impossible part? That you'd take Tom up or that you'd actually win?
Bit of both. Yeah, Tom right. would be allowed in after what happened last time he was there.
Okay,
mate. How emotional did the old Adele get? And we're so pumped because you can get your tickets to Adele a little bit later on in the show. But crying and the tribute she made to Beyonce.
The Lemonade album was just so monumental, Beyonce. It was so monumental and so well thought out, and all us artists here, we adore you. You are our light.
Aww.
What a superstar.
See, do you know, I have a little bit of a problem. Okay, you can thank Beyonce. That's good. Do it quickly. Mm-hmm. But there's so many people that is tied into Adele and for her to get that record out. Name your best mates back home in England.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, get those people out.
It was a bit of a brown-nosing move, wasn't
it? Well, yeah, it looked like she wanted one of the twins named after her or something.
And see, the Oscars do that as well when they get up and they go through the individual, the other nominees in their category and go, oh, my God, Meryl Streep, how did I win it over her?
And, yeah, no, and
thank the people that are close to you.
And I love Beyonce, and I don't want to try and pretend to know everything music, but I didn't think Lemonade was anything standout.
It was a horrible song.
Well, you said it, sir.
Well, it's an album, first of all.
Yeah, but anyway.
All of them were horrible. That's why we only played
them. We didn't play
any here, did we? Well, that's a lot of people will disagree with you
love
there.
Crazy in love.
No, I don't know if they do.
Well, that was probably about 12 years ago.
Still a
that
good
was
song.
Her best song.
What about Adele? This is funny. There's a guy called Greg who Adele wanted to thank and invited Greg to say a couple of words when she was up there receiving one of the awards. Unfortunately, though, the music started and Greg didn't really get his speech away. Have a listen.
Everyone, this is Greg Kurstin. Thank you for your patience with me and for helping to create my favourite song I've ever done. So thank you, Greg.
It's thank you, my mum and dad.
Greg, he got mum and dad in and Greg was shut off.
Greg, hello. Do you know Greg, you there?
It's me.
It's me.
Can we do a shout out? Like Flume, I didn't realise there was sort of a sub-party that started early for these awards, Fitzy, but you know, there's a couple of artists that don't get the recognition and the publicity that they deserve. Now, this award goes under the covers every time. Best Regional Mexican Album. We should celebrate it. This is Un Azteca, Un El Azteca, Volume 1. I mean, nobody celebrates this the way it should be. Also, the other award, which I think needs more recognition, is Best Tropical Latin Album, which went to Don Agustin, Julio Naglo and Esponda Combo.
They were favourites. I had 20 bucks on them.
Now, that was a good album. Lemonade was rubbish, but I tell you what, volume one of Jose Longora and Augusta Combo.
Well done. And later on in the show, at about 8:30 today, we will have Jay-Z on to give us all the updates from the after party.
Really? Is that confirmed?
Not confirmed.
There's no question that's a stupid question like any question I know.
I mean, we all have them before. These are always usually good when you get together with friends.
Yeah.
Have a couple of drinks and then someone pulls out a stupid question and everyone goes, oh.
Oh, man.
Actually, let's try to work this out.
Yep.
We've got Dr. Google over here, Tom Ivey, our producer.
Hi, guys.
All right, so tell me, if we can't answer it in the round table here, you're the man to go to. Are you ready for this?
Ready to go.
Steve in Carringbar. Steve, what's your question?
Look, this question's been killing me for a while now, but how do they actually name a cyclone?
How do they name a cyclone?
Where does the word cyclone, because there's also hurricane. What is the difference between a hurricane and a cyclone?
Isn't a hurricane the rain where it's predominantly rainfall? A cyclone
is the spinner.
Wind.
But isn't he more specifically asking,
where's
cyclone,
the name coming from?
Yes. Tracy. Cyclone Mary.
Well,
Tracy,
don't they name them after, don't the meteorologists have a personal connection when they name them?
Yeah, but why don't you name a fire? Why isn't it, I don't know.
What do you do?
Bushfire Steve.
There's Black Sunday, there's Ash Wednesday.
Yeah, but they're titles on the days.
Yeah.
Although they're not actual human names, are they? Like
Cyclone
Terry,
Tracy.
Terry the Tornado.
Cyclone. Cyclical. Well, it's cyclical.
It's in a circle.
It's in a circle. There's the cyclone.
That's the wind.
Where's the clone come from, Tom?
We're after more just the why the human name is attached to it, not the meaning of the name cyclone.
Sure.
Why is there, like, Cyclone Ryan?
Yes.
Cyclone Barry.
What have you got, Tom?
Well, they used to be named... the reason why they named them in the first place is because you can have multiple cyclones or hurricanes that all interact with each other. So to avoid confusion, that's why they name them.
So it could be Cyclone Steve has just hit Cyclone Mary.
Exactly right. So there's... I know up in Queensland, they have a list of 104 names and they roll through that list... and they are just random names.
Wasn't there a Carl and a Lisa that were going head-to-head up in far north Queensland?
Cyclone
yeah,
Lisa.
Yeah, it was... There was Tropical Storm Lisa.
Yep. And then there was a Carl around the corner or something.
Yeah, Cyclone Lisa was in Bougainville.
Really?
Yes,
and
that's
what about
true.
Cyclone Pete? Did he get a mention?
There was a Cyclone Dickie that apparently would just go through your town, pick up all the good-looking women and they'd go missing.
He'd just be spinning on the spot, grabbing women and gin.
Does that help you out, Steve?
Yeah, that helps me out a lot. Thank you so much, guys.
You're a good kid, mate.
Steve. I don't know if Tom helped anyone then.
Julie, how are you, Jules?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah,
good,
it's okay. Julie. It's a stupid question. It's all right. Jules, what have you got for us?
I'm curious, if you've got a speech difficulty and, you know, when you're thinking and inside your head you hear a voice, if you've got a speech difficulty, do you hear that when you're thinking?
Oh, God.
Like a speech impediment.
Yeah.
You would have to know, wouldn't you, that you...
Yeah, but I don't think you would think it in your head, that voice, that...
No, because you can hear other people speak. So wouldn't you hear things the way, in your head, the way you would hear them normally? So I don't hear you with a speech impediment, but then when I try to say it back... That's when it happens.
Like what we were talking about the other day with foreign accent syndrome. That lady that went to bed with a migraine woke up with a Chinese accent.
That's right.
She was in the back of the ambulance.
Yeah,
she said, you sound like you could work in a Chinese restaurant.
Have you got her?
Remember that? No, I wonder if she thinks with the...
Butter.
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 Battery.
Battery.
Battery charger.
Battery charger.
So, she's got a migraine. So in her mind, is she saying battery?
So people with speech impediments, Tom, do they know... What they sound like.
Yes, they do. They are aware, but because of the problems with their muscle control and things like that, then they can't obviously control it, but they are aware of it.
Okay.
Tom Ivey doing the best he can this morning.
Hitting and spinning, guys. Hit me with another one, Elise. What do you got?
What's your
morning, boys.
Hi, Elise.
Mine is, so it's Valentine's Day.
Yep.
Why is Valentine's Day on the 14th of February?
Oh. Wasn't there a massacre or something?
Huh?
In some
what?
Sort of...
St. Valentine?
Yeah, St. Valentine.
But did it have something to do, Tommy, with some medieval people stabbing each other?
Sarah. I know that was a massacre at Bathurst Uni when you were there on one Valentine's Day.
Oh, at that Oval. God, you were on fire.
That was a big week. Yeah.
Us not to talk about that.
Pashed 18 guys at once. Cover that me was with honey night. That was a record.
Cover me with honey night?
Yeah.
Oh.
It was a uni bar night. I'll never recover. It was so
Were you covered in honey?
Yeah.
Tom, in the Wikipedia of St. Valentine, does
that have anywhere with... I hope it was Manuka.
Was Sarah covered in honey?
You got covered in... It was a quiz night, a trivia night, and if you lost, you got covered in honey, and then they threw flour all over you.
Great game.
You were totally clothed. It was a mess, but I fell off the bar and had this massive bruise across both my hips.
Do it again.
No.
But I wouldn't mind you on a piece of toast.
That's really off.
Well, it's Valentine's Day, so that was romantic. Tommy, what do you got?
Well, it's not as exciting as that. I'm sorry. There was a fertility ritual which was held in February each year. This was like hundreds and hundreds of years ago, which could be where you were going, says.
Thank you.
The Pope at the time didn't like that festival, and on the 14th of February, he called it St. Valentine's Day and got rid of the fertility festival. That's why we celebrate it today.
Oh.
So it's not as exciting as Manuka honey.
I reckon we would have been better off telling everyone that it definitely involved honey and falling off a bar.
Well, I reckon hashtag change the date.
The story's not good enough.
Change the event. Devastating to hear this news on a day like Valentine's Day. Give me a bit of love, Bad Jay. Yeah, you got something special for us? It's known as Netflix cheating. Put your hand up if you've done it. 45% of people are guilty of doing this to their partner.
Netflix and chill cheating or just Netflix cheating?
Netflix cheating.
Okay.
I'm sure some people Netflix and chill cheat, where you drag somebody else in and maybe get involved in the chill part while watching Netflix.
Yeah, see...
I mean, if I was to watch one episode of House of Cards and Lisa caught me, I'd be a dead man.
Yeah,
I would never do that without her. Makes me sick to think about her doing it without me.
We have massive arguments over this. Because, you know, it's really hard in your life, especially when kids are involved as well, it's hard enough to find the time to lock
Spot
in
on.
To watch an episode.
Spot on.
So when you want to do it, you want to do it together. And then when I find out, you know, that we've finished not long ago, you know, the first series of Stranger Things, and she's gone through the last three episodes.
Yeah, right.
Do you know, you almost need an independent... This is the problem that I've had. I started The Crown without Gary.
Oh, is that good?
It is, but now I don't want to wait for him, so I haven't told him that I've started it, but I've put him off wanting to watch it. I told him I don't think it's that good, but that's because I'm halfway through a season, and I don't want to go back to the beginning.
I mean, you know, the frustrating thing for me is my Saturday night will play out. It's massive. We're crazy at my joint. We'll get food by about 7:30.
Uber Eats, you would get it delivered because you're lazy.
Well, makes sense. Mm. 8 o'clock, we'll sit down, right? We'll watch one episode.
Order more Uber Eats.
Well, probably more Uber Eats. We'll,
dessert?
Yeah, we'll get that coming, Messina. And then... settle down, sir. And then it'll be finished at sort of 9 o'clock. Lisa will say, well, I'm heading to bed because she's tired.
And you'll get Deliveroo.
And then I'll get Deliveroo.
Fedora.
I'll get Menu Log. And I'll call all four of them and say, it's a race, get here. And that's the end of my night. But, you know, I'm left 9 o'clock onwards on a Saturday night with nothing to do and I can't watch any Netflix series.
Yeah.
I mean, this is why cheating happens.
It's very similar. Have you ever gone to another? Have you ever cheated on a hairdresser?
Yes.
Mm. You feel sick doing that, don't you?
It's bad as a woman because if you get your colour done elsewhere and then you go back to your original hairdresser, they know.
Yeah, but even as a guy, Sarah, and you would have known this from probably 5 to 10 years ago when you had hair, hairdressers know on a guy if you've been elsewhere.
Really? How?
Yeah, they just go, who cut this last time? And I go, what are you talking about, mate? And he goes, you've been elsewhere.
What about this one?
Jeez.
And I do this regularly up Darling Street at Balmain.
Mm.
I have to hide my coffee sometimes when I walk past certain baristas. Yes.
You've been cheating on your barista?
Yeah.
How dare
so
you.
So I'll be walking past with Cooper and I'll have to do, you know the old trick that you used to do in high school where you'd have a durry out the back of your hand
all
there
the
so
time.
The teacher couldn't see it?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I do that with my coffee sometimes when I walk past.
Oh, dear.
Hey, Anthony.
Yeah.
From Batoni's. How you going, mate? Still love your coffee.
Yeah, sure.
But I just went and got it somewhere else.
Mate, how awkward is it down here when you get to ground floor and you got the little cafe on the left there and then you got the bigger cafe to the right and you kind of look from a distance through the glass cabinet of the small cafe. The guy sees you looking and basically you're deciding, no, I'm not
the guys at Studio 4. I walked past and I got sniped. I got winged once. They shot me.
Did you?
Because I had a different coffee in my hand.
Yep. They don't muck around, those boys.
Was that a a mozzie bite?
No.
Bullet went straight through my shoulder, came out the other side.
Might have been a bit of the three-day-old chicken that got out of the hot pot and chased you down the street. What are you frowning at, sir?
Well, you're just a bit of an idiot. You do know that the cafe downstairs is owned by the cafe across the street.
I know.
The same thing. Yeah,
yeah, they're the same thing.
Yeah, they bring the food over. It's just
a convenience factor.
It's called
Bar Capella. It's not a bar.
Well, I don't know. Take that up with the naming guy.
Is it a? It's not a bar.
Well, maybe if we took some booze down there, it could be. 901. See you there.
Oh, Sarah, Valentine's Day. Bubbles all around. Yeah, I'd love to be celebrating a love story here, but this one's a disaster. Kylie Minogue and the old Joshua Sass. More of an update, mate. God, this plot just keeps thickening. I mean, apparently there was another girl involved, which we learnt. He also had a kid. She paid for his hair plugs. We learnt that as well.
Oh, no.
Then everyone said, hey, this guy's using you, and she booted him out of her apartment. Anyway, overnight, Sarah, what was the report with Chris Hemsworth?
Right, so Marta is this girl that Joshua Sass met on a set. They were working together and rumoured that they hooked up, and that's why Kylie's broken it off. Chris Hemsworth is married to a Spanish actress. Mm-hmm. This girl, Marta, is a Spanish actress. They all somehow know each other. And apparently Chris Hemsworth said way back a few months ago to Marta when he was hanging out with her, Kylie's my friend, do not go there. This
back
looks
off.
Very sus.
Oh,
imagine the Thor voice turning around and going, back off.
That is so Hemsworth, isn't it? I can imagine him doing that.
Hey, Kylie's with me. Back
Could
off.
He be a better bloke?
Oh, mate. Is that come from a source on Woman's Day?
That's no, that was a new idea, but no worries.
Oh, yeah, okay. Oh, yeah, reputable.
Mate, I'll give you what Woman's Day is running with. How's this? This was known as the dramatic intervention. So Kylie, apparently at Christmas time, the family sat her down and said, hey, Kylie, led by Danny,
Have they got any other brothers or sisters?
Yeah, there's a brother.
Brendan or Brandon?
Can you find out? Tom, who's the other man?
He's a cameraman.
Well, mum and dad were there at Christmas. Ron and Carol Minogue.
Oh, I love
Ron and Carol,
yeah.
And they sat Kylie down, and Danny said, "It's us or the sass. We don't trust this guy for a second. Get rid of him."
Is this recorded or
Woman's Day? Oh. So
they have a recording, though.
Would ask you not to question it, mate. If Ron and Carol are being mentioned, it sounds legitimate. I mean, that's happened before, and we've heard stories on this show, you know, of people where the family doesn't approve of the partner, and they've said, hey, it's us or him.
It'd be horrible.
The old family ultimatum.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, it's hard sitting down with the full family anyway, isn't it, at dinner?
Yeah.
But then try to tell one of them, I mean, it's tough work.
So. It's happened more than once that I've broken up with someone, the relationship's fallen apart, and mum and dad have said, we weren't really into her anyway.
Yeah.
That's
we didn't
want
to say it at
she
the time.
She was costing
but
us too much money.
Yeah, but then you get back together and that's very uncomfortable. My best friend said that to me, that they didn't think I was in the right relationship, and then we got back together and...
Awkward.
My God.
Very uncomfortable.
And Anna's given us a call from Liverpool. Has this happened to you before, Anna?
Yeah, it has. I was dating somebody for three, four months, and because I was so blindly falling in love with him, I didn't see that he was taking advantage. He wouldn't go to family events with me. Mm-hmm. He always cancelled on, you know, plans. He never wanted to go out with my friends and I. Yep. It was always about him. My parents pulled me up and said to me, you deserve better, and we think that, you know, you're spending too much time with him and he doesn't make any effort for you. It's either stay with him or, you know, be with your family.
God, and what did you do?
So, well, I didn't see it at first, took it into consideration, and then my friends started saying things to me as well. I chose my family over
you chose your family. You got to. You know, I'd imagine a situation. He was with an older girl, and she would have been 20 years older than he was, and they said, hey, look, break up. We'll buy you a house. I want you to start a new life. We'll set you up. Just, I don't think this is the right way forward.
Fair bit of money flowing.
They did have a bit of money, this family.
And, that's amazing.
Scotch College.
Anyway, he chose to go with the girl.
What a fool.
They got married.
Does he know real estate prices?
They got married and now they're broken up.
Yeah, take
Should
the house.
Always take the house, guys. When your parents sit you down and say, do you want a free house?
Yep.
My tip, take the house.
Take the house.
That happens
all
the time.
Hey, Tom, just quickly before we go, who's the other Minogue?
So Brendan.
Brendan Minogue.
That's
a cameraman,
the dad, what does he do?
I'm not sure, but the dad is Ronald.
Ron. And Carol.
Carol.
Carol so works now, on some of her costumes. They she goes on all her tours.
Oh, the hot pants.
Yeah.
So Brendan's going out with Joshua Sass. Is that right?
No. He was just the brother that was there at Christmas when the decision was made.
This is confusing.
That's right, mate. Hang in there.
What about the dog? Have they got a dog, Tom?
Certainly look for the dog.
If you wouldn't
Toby.
Mind. Bouncer.
Toby. Doesn't everyone have a dog called Toby?
Kylie took Bouncer home from the set one day.
Yeah, what did you nick from work?
Had him hidden the whole time. He's actually 48 years of age now.
This is exciting, guys. Valentine's Day and a special one for you this morning. I want to introduce you to a man called Troy. He's an acrobatics coach, which is interesting.
Wow.
He's been with the beautiful Sally for
what
2 years.
What a job.
I know.
T-Roy.
Mate, they met on a boat in Croatia and then they went their own way. And the next thing you know, they got in touch and found out that they both lived in Cronulla. No, it was
Croatia to Cronulla.
Yeah, isn't it beautiful? Anyway, once they realised they were both single, they thought, why don't we catch up? And that brings us to this moment you're about to hear. And Troy emailed the show and said, I want to do something special for beautiful Sally and I want to propose. I want to pop the question and I want your help. We thought, Troy, you've come to the right place because we're specialists when it comes to love. So we said, why don't we jump in your ear, Troy? Would that work? I mean, if I could help you out. I said ears.
Yeah, jump in. Yeah, but it was the your before that.
In your ear.
Made it sound.
I can understand.
Because that'd be weird when he's down on one knee and you're in his rear.
That'd be a weird proposal. That'd be an odd proposal.
All right, focus.
It's not romantic at all.
Okay. So this is exciting because Troy was at home. He was nervous as anything, right? I'm sitting here in the studio and on Skype. I'm watching everything Troy's doing. He's just there on the lounge. He's nervously waiting for Sally to get home. So we wanted to create the best proposal for them too. But at the same time, before she got home, we thought we'd have a bit of fun.
Hey, Troy.
Yeah.
This is Big Brother. Nah, it's not, mate. It's Whipper here. I'm in your ear.
Yeah.
It was a terrible show. This is exciting, mate. Today is a big one for you. If you can't talk to her, let's just run through some of the basics. I need you to snort once if the answer to the question is yes. Are you 100% in love with Sally? That's a yes, guys. Good news. We've established that. If it's a no, you need to snort twice. For example, have you ever hooked up with her best friend? I don't know. It's questionable about that. And tell me, Troy, did you blow your budget on the engagement ring? Ooh, he has. Smashed the bank account. And are you regretting letting me be in your ear? Ooh, we're in this together, buddy.
Just fun games to start with, guys. And I could tell he was a little bit nervous. So I tried to help calm the nerves with a bit of music. I'm not sure if it did any good.
Hey, this is exciting, mate, because you've got a nice pad there. How long have you guys been living there?
Sal's been here for about 6 years and I moved in July of last year, so yeah.
Mate, is that a ukulele on the edge of the other couch?
Yes.
No, you've got a snort. Don't say yes. You know the rules. Oh, great. Well, what songs do you know?
I can sort of strum along for Riptide.
Let's try a bit of Riptide. I'll do the vocals. This is a great duet. How much fun is this? You just bang it out and I'll have a crack.
Oh, okay.
I was scared of dentists in the dark. Yep. I was scared of pretty girls and starting conversations. Oh, my friends. That's a bad idea, yeah, wasn't it, Troy?
I'm glad it cut out because he was singing terribly.
That was it.
I heard that.
Some bad feedback from Troy, but obviously you can see we're just buying time because we're waiting for Sally to get home. We're waiting for the old Suzuki Vitara to arrive in the driveway and then we'd know it was all on. Getting a bit bored, I kind of ran out of things to do with Troy, to be honest.
Poor Troy.
This went on for a while.
Why did he have to snort?
Huh?
He just talks to you.
No, because if Sally arrived home, I didn't want her to hear him having a conversation with me. So if he was just snorting quietly, I was going to be able to still talk to him and get yes and no's.
Okay.
Tactical.
You were quite a good singer there.
Good point, sir.
Yeah,
well, thank you so much. Well, it's not why we did this, but I'm glad you acknowledged that. So we're still waiting for her to get home, and then that moment arrived.
Do you ever whistle around the house at all, Troy?
Yeah, sometimes.
Give me the national anthem, it just might feel good. It's beautiful. It's just perfect. What I'll get you to do now, just because I think it'll be great for when she walks into the house, I'll get you to take your pants off, Troy. That's a joke. Just no, pull them back up, Troy. Oh, we're on. I'm here for you. Wipe the brow. Good man. Don't check for sweat. Just back yourself. hope she says yes. Nah, this is good. This is great, Troy. This is great.
All right, without a word of a lie, he's sitting there and he is wiping his brow. He's on the couch, just hands on knees like a schoolboy getting his photo taken, just waiting for her to walk through the door. So if you've just tuned in, Troy's in the lounge room. He's ready to propose to his girlfriend, Sally. She has no idea that I'm in his ear. Here's the moment.
Hey, how you going? Mm-hmm. How's your day? Mm-hmm. How's your day? Good. You look beautiful, darling.
Thank you.
You feeling all right?
You feeling all right?
Yeah.
Yeah, just come sit down.
You look beautiful. What's
wrong? You look beautiful.
hold her hand. I need to tell you something.
I need to tell you something.
What's wrong?
I've been seeing someone else.
I've been seeing someone else. Oh.
No, I'm joking. I'm going to pull out now and hand it over to you, mate.
Oh, wow.
You've got this. You've got this, Troy.
Here, give me a kiss. I love you very much.
I love you too.
Yeah, you're my best friend. And I want to spend the next 28 and a half years with you. I'm sorry that I haven't asked your mum's permission, but I want you to marry me.
Serious?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
You mean what I mean?
Oh, you haven't asked for this. It's a joke.
It's not a joke.
Oh, of course, yes.
Troy, can we confirm that's a yes?
Oh my God, I'm shaking.
There it is, that's a yes. Let's hear the snort again.
Oh my God.
Darling, there's something else I need to tell you.
There's something else that I need to tell you.
Oh, God.
Fitzy and Whipper have helped me to this moment, and we're watching right now and celebrating.
Fitzy and Whipper have helped me to this moment, and you're watching right now and celebrating.
All of Sydney is listening. Can you let Sally know that?
All of Sydney is listening.
Oh, great.
Yes! Yes! Sally, congratulations!
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
And you know what, guys? Just as a special Valentine's Day treat, here's $5,000 to go towards your honeymoon.
That's amazing. Thanks, guys. Thank you so much. That's amazing.
Pleasure, team. Anytime.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing. $5,000.
Can you ask Sally if she had any idea?
Whip wants to know if you had any idea.
No. No,
you got a snort. Two snorts.
What?
For no. Go on, do it. There you go, we're back.
Well, as an extra special treat, Fitzy's offered to MC your wedding as well.
Oh, beauty. All right, we've got an MC. Fitzy's going
to amazing. Yeah. Yeah, amazing.
He's pretty keen to get involved.
Well done.
Well done.
To Troy. Aww. And Sally, Troy. I had a tear in my eye.
Have you seen TPG's special promotion for their SIM-only mobile plans? 1.5 gig data with $550 of calls and text for $10 per month in the first 6 months. Check out the TPG website for terms and conditions.
Lights, camera, hilarity.
Sarah. Sarah, I mean, Adele dropping F-bombs. I mean, Beyonce missing out. It's all about the Grammys overnight.
Yeah, it is. Adele was the big winner on the night, 5 awards, and she did jump up and say a big thank you to Beyonce several times. It was a little bit over the top, but you can't
the
help
Lemonade
but love it.
The Lemonade album was just so monumental, Beyonce. It was so monumental and so well thought out. And all us artists here, we've... adore you. You are our light.
It was a big night for her. Fans are all calling for a joint Adele Beyonce tour. Who knows, but can you imagine being at that?
They've never done a song together, have they?
They haven't, and I don't know how that would roll. They have very different sounds when you think about it, but you never know.
Make it happen.
Yeah, absolutely. Not
well, Beyonce had a tear in her eye. She was crying in the
she
front
did.
Row. And
yeah, funnily
back pain,
enough,
I think, with the twins.
The camera, been, yeah. Didn't that bump look so much more prominent than when she announced she was pregnant?
Yeah. Well, because she's got, what's Coachella, about 2.5 months away. So you can imagine what those twins are going to be like in 2.5 months. She won't be able to move on stage.
No.
Sit
she could
on a
spin
big,
on her guts.
Yeah, or a big... Okay, well, I wouldn't recommend it. Or put her in a big chair or something.
Yeah, Fitzy's tips to advantages for pregnant women. Spin on your guts.
So the cameras were on Beyonce. She was in the second row sitting next to Jay-Z, but then they caught a glimpse of Rihanna. Now, these two apparently have had a feud ever since Rihanna, who is signed to Jay-Z's label, way back when there were rumours that Jay-Z was cheating with Rihanna. Nothing ever came to pass, but it's always thought that the two women have been a bit frosty. Anyway, partway through the awards, you see Rihanna turn while they're all applauding and blow a kiss to Beyonce. So people are saying the feud is clearly over because Beyonce responds.
Oh, well,
it looks a bit awkward. Rihanna looks back at the camera and just rolls her eyes a little bit.
Okay. I also saw as well Rihanna snuck in, well done, a diamond-encrusted hip flask.
She did.
Did she?
Great effort.
The other footage was of her applying lip gloss, which should have been the lead story in this segment,
well,
if you saw that.
Which is the thing, because that was during a speech Beyonce was making. So they're saying that Rihanna was actually throwing a bit of shade during that one, paying
throwing
no
shade
attention.
Or just putting lip gloss on.
No,
I don't know. How do you
know? I think it was a message to Chris Brown.
You serious?
That, I'm always moisturised and I'll never have dry lips.
Yeah, sure. Don't read
I
into
don't know.
It.
You read into it any way you want.
Yeah,
I don't know,
I won't. Right? Thanks, guys. The after parties, though, everyone's talking about it. James Corden hosted the night, did a sensational job, very funny, did a carpool karaoke scene with a group of people that was great. They all sang Sweet Caroline. But then the after party, he obviously wanted to let his hair down. He was seen with Heidi Klum and Joel Madden at the Republic Records Bash, the two of them kicking their heels up.
Joel snuck in there, really, wasn't he?
I know. Stevie Wonder also arrived. Apparently everyone just kept running at him for selfies. Poor guy.
Yeah.
Couldn't relax and enjoy it. Tongues were wagging, though, when The Weeknd arrived with Selena Gomez, who she'd gone as his plus one, but she rocked up to the after party in just a pair of jeans and a top,
tell
so she clearly
really
didn't like the dress. Yes, thanks, Whips. They also brought Rihanna with them, who was, after missing out, and yes, drinking in the in the centre.
Was Kanye at home yelling at someone? Or were there any reports on what Kanye was doing?
No, but we knew he wasn't going to show up. He and Justin Bieber, two of the people who boycotted. And they're also saying now that Beyonce didn't win Album of the Year and Adele did, that it's going to cause even more boycotts for next year.
I'm staying out of it.
Kanye, it is a bit ridiculous.
Don't put my name in this. It's too sticky.
Yeah. He's just brought out some Vote One Beyonce Yeezys.
Has he?
Yeah.
Wow. Yep.
That'll only be $800 a shoe.
Exclusive.
They're $2,000 on eBay.
A new relationship, though, to come out of last night. Lady Gaga, off the market. She has started apparently dating her agent, Christian. They were seen all over each other.
Christian Wilkins.
Christian the Lion.
No.
Not Christian Wilkins.
Christian Carino.
Carino.
Like the surname makes a difference to you guys. Anyway.
Hey, Seth, can we talk about, and I don't want this to sound like it's coming from a creep's point of view, but just the amount of boob on a red carpet these days.
What a creep.
Are you talking about Lady Gaga's outfit?
I'm talking about Lady Gaga. I'm talking about everybody that doesn't wear a bra anymore. What about Nicole Scherzinger the other day? And I just couldn't believe what was going on. Everyone's wearing fishnet type stuff, stocking tops.
Does it offend your delicate sense?
No, it concerns me about how Tom will react seeing it, to be honest, because I know Kendall Jenner does it a lot. But it just seems to be there's a lot of bosom on a red carpet.
No, well, Emily Ratajkowski had her iCloud hacked overnight.
Yes, I know you're across that.
Yep, no one sent me that message.
Yes, Fitzy showed me during the song. It was a
lovely eye-opener. Ridiculous. I mean,
that's not fair.
Anyway, the best thing to come out of the Grammys last night has to be the video that Chrissy Teigen put up on her Snapchat when she was drunk at home.
Oh, no.
And John Legend was trying to help her get her jewellery off and it's got tangled in her hair. And they're having a great time. They've obviously been for
that?
Kebabs or something. It is great. Have a listen to her talking to John.
Okay, I'm home. We're having ramen. It's a mama. I'm on the floor.
Oh, God.
And John's in charge of taking my jewelry off for Monica. Take it off. Are you mad at me?
Poor John.
Why are you mad at you?
I don't know, because...
You're perfect.
I got drunk.
Oh, God.
Are you mad at me because I got drunk?
That's like a David Hasselhoff moment. Remember, he's trying to eat the burger
off
the floor.
Right. That was fabulous.
Tommy, can we confirm we've got the Emily Ratajkowski picture?
A young man by the name of Sean has received a letter to take home to his parents from school because him and his friends have made up imaginary friends. I really want to get onto this subject about imaginary friends and 13, 24, 10 if you've had one before.
Sure.
Because Sean had to take this home to his parents. They had a bit of a laugh about this, Sarah, because I'm going to read the letter out in full. Although this is not a behaviour letter as such, I'm writing to inform you of something that has come to our attention and that you may wish to discuss further with Sean. Him and a few friends often make up characters, give them amusing names, and then they have exciting adventures at playtimes. This in itself is an imaginative and creative pastime and causes no harm. However, it has come to our attention that one of the characters that Sean uses the most is Wildo the Dildo. And this has, I'm sure you can understand, raised some concerns with us.
Oh, God.
Happy Valentine's Day.
On further discussion, none of the children said that they knew what it meant, but they were aware that it was an inappropriate word to be using. So can Sean please stop using Wildo at work? At school,
At school. I mean, it's just a made-up name. I don't think he understood the meaning of the term. I mean, it was all very innocent. I would have thought having an imaginary friend is a great creative step it for is. A child. Mm. I mean, I had one growing up. I used to call it Mr. Fuzzies, and it was like, you know, when you get goosebumps, and it's like someone's walking over your grave. That feeling. I would say that's when I knew my friend was around. I know you're thinking Mr. Fuzzy sounds like someone has snuck in the back gate.
Or something saying, you got from your mum.
I'm not saying that he was a real person. It was just the imaginary friend that I would make up.
Did
and
you
I
have
would
to
say,
go see the doctor after you saw Mr. Fuzzy's?
No, Mr. Fuzzy's was very innocent, and he would just do puzzles with me on the floor and all those sorts of things and race the car around.
Was he into butterflies too?
He loved butterflies, Mr. Fuzzy.
Mr. Fuzzy's to blame for your miseducation, is he?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, right.
But I thought it was perfectly normal to have an imaginary friend.
I never had an imaginary friend. So did you have one?
No, but I had three siblings, so I just didn't need any more people in my life.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Probably the most recognisable imaginary friend of all time would have to be Milko from Home and Away.
Of course.
From Summer Bay.
Of course, yeah.
And the person who was good friends with Milko was little Sally Fletcher. And the person that plays Sally Fletcher joins us now. Kate Ritchie, welcome to the show.
Welcome, Kate Ritchie.
Good morning. I'm still trying to get over Wildo.
He's very popular, Wildo.
Especially on a day like today, I would imagine.
A lot of lonely people.
Well, so Kate, I mean, how long, I mean, do you still get people stopping you and talking about Milko?
Yes, and they think it's hilarious and as if it's the first time I've ever heard
so
it.
So do we.
Can I, we've actually got some great audio from when little Sally Fletcher, people in the town were not happy with Milko and tried to get rid of him, and they got you very, very upset. This made me tear up. Have a listen to this.
Been talking to Milko lately?
Why?
I was talking to him myself this morning. He said he was bored hanging around the house all the time.
That he didn't.
Yeah, he did. He's bored with you, Sal. He likes me now.
He doesn't like you. He likes me.
No, fair dinkum, that's what he told me.
He didn't.
Sorry, Sal. Guess that's the way it goes.
He didn't tell you anything.
Well, that would have been a tough scene to do, Kate.
Oh, I know. It sounds a bit like the afternoons with Tim and Marty these days.
Doesn't it? Just some gentle bullying.
I've just progressed, and the sad thing is I'm now an adult, and I'm still carrying on like that.
And they're also imaginary friends.
Milko Sheargold.
Yeah, they pretend, the boys pretend that Milko is this kind of, is this character that they had never heard of before, because they'll never give any credit to anything I have done previously to working with either of them.
Yeah, sure.
But look, I think imaginary friends are a wonderful thing. I mean, I know I was employed and paid to pretend that I had an imaginary friend, but I also had imaginary friends
when I
was a kid. Yeah.
What were they called?
Remember you? Oh, I don't know. I can't remember what the names were.
Wildo?
I was always talking to
not Mr. Fuzzy.
Pardon.
Wasn't Wildo.
No. I've never had a Wildo. You'd be happy to know. For somebody like you, an imaginary friend would be perfect, even in your days now as a grown-up, because it means that you can go back to the buffet twice, or you can
go to the drive-thru. Hang on a minute. To suggest
that. Nobody will question it.
Kate Ritchie, that is not why you're invited to come on the show to start throwing fat jokes at me.
Wait, but why have you got another bowl of ice cream? Oh, that's for Mr. Fuzzies.
That's Mr. Fuzzies.
Okay, now, Kate
Ritchie.
Kate, here we go. All right.
Okay.
We've got a question for you.
How
well do you know Milko? Because not many people know this. Milko actually came back as a character later on in Summer Bay. Is that correct?
I know. And I'm a little hazy about the details. The real fans of Home and Away understand this kind of complex storyline far better than I, so I'm worried I'm not going to be able to answer the question.
Yeah, he came into real life.
Well, do you know what? Do you want to have a chat to Milko? Because we actually have the man who played Milko, Josh Quantart, on the line. Good morning, Josh.
Good day, Josh.
Wildo. That's all I can.
I know that you would prefer to be a Wildo than a Milko.
You know what? I had an imaginary friend called Bart Blug.
Oh, what?
Bart Blug.
Bart Blug.
Yes.
All right, Milko. All right, now, Milko. Settle down.
Look, okay. Hey, your memory's quite hazy. Mine is
are you my brother?
Very complex.
I don't know. Are you my brother?
I can't. I think you need to get some help with this one.
Yeah.
We were related. We were brothers. I don't know. It could have even gone as far as maybe even twins, but that's a bit of a stretch.
So that's who Milko was.
Come on.
We were related because I think that when I left Summer Bay, I left you part of the Fletcher house, crazy.
You did.
What was I thinking?
I'm going back for that.
This is just an amazing. This is great to get you guys together. And we're confused. If you guys are confused, we are as well. But originally, Sally Fletcher did have Milko. Then Josh, you came back later on as Miles, who I think was Sally's brother. And you were like, "No, you. I wasn't your imaginary friend. I was actually your brother.
I'm actually real." And I think that the Miles. I think they did the Miles Copeland. They split the and then the Copeland, the Co, which made it Milko.
Milko with a C, not a K.
There we go.
Yeah.
But finally, we worked it out.
It's like unlocking the Da Vinci Code, isn't it?
Oh, man. This was complicated.
Well, Sally Fletcher and Milko, we appreciate you coming on the show.
Oh, how lovely. Thank you so much for bringing us back together.
We need to get Wildo and Bart Plug back together. Now, there's a good combination.
Guys, you know, I love radio. I love this job. And you know what? I would come in here every day, Sarah.
Are you quitting?
Just to be around you guys.
Even if you weren't getting paid.
I would do it for free.
That's nice.
I love this place.
Yep.
I love everything about it. And you know what? All the added stuff on the side, all the bonuses and all that, you know, all that awards and stuff that we get every now and then, Whip. For me, that's just a bonus. Yep. I don't do it for that.
I've just got Kath O'Connor, our CEO, that's called through confirming you're happy to work for free, mate.
No. So, Sarah, when I get this yesterday and I find out that we get another award or we're in this category and we're up for this award, it's just, for me, it just gets better and better.
Oh, God. Well, it's clearly not a Grammy, but here we go. What have you got?
Got an email yesterday. We have made the Take 5 magazines.
Oh, yes.
Top 20 hottest radio hunks of all time.
Oh. Really?
I don't think of all times in there.
I was going to say, did you just up it to all time?
Yeah, yep. I will. I'll put that on top.
Why have they done this? So we talk about it, of course.
Well, hold on. I've got the physical list now in front of me. Whips, you barely made it. You're the last list.
It's in alphabetical order.
No, it's not.
Listen, just read the heading. Top 20 hottest radio hunk finalists in alphabetical order.
Yeah. Well, how come Fitzy comes third, but his name is Ryan,
because
so he
Fitzgerald.
Should be down the bottom? I think
Blake Buckle. Nah, Fitzgerald. Someone's added
that in. Fordham. I mean, also, look, who else is on this list?
Osher Ginsberg's in there.
Yeah, that's right. Ray Hadley, Dave Hughes,
Eddie Maguire,
Matty Jaw. Eddie Maguire's a good-looking bloke.
Do you know? There's, you know, we've got a few mates that are in there as well.
Merrick's there, I mean, Dave Thornton.
We don't do this job to get these accolades, but we'll take them.
What's the order? Like, who's the top?
Well, we don't know. This is it.
When do we find out? I mean, we're finalists in alphabetical order,
You've got to get a Take 5 magazine, fill out a couple of Sudokus, and then you can go into the running and you can vote.
Enter 20 competitions.
Like the two of you, Sarah, Tom.
Yeah.
The two of them seem to have taken their appearance on this list as fact that it's true.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Could I get the two of you to weigh in as well, whether or not you think their even presence on the list is justified?
Well, we
because
didn't
I've
vote.
Got question marks.
Well, you're angry because you're not on it.
I'm angry that Josiah's not on it.
Well, that's true.
Great
point. Hottest man
Sarah?
In radio, Jay.
Yeah, no, well, I'm questioning who Josh Buckle is. Where's Croc Radio?
Oh, Buckley. Oh. He's good.
Buckle.
Buckle.
The butt knuckle.
Do you know what? There, another man that's on there is a good mate of ours, Benny Fordham, that you would know from. He was on the Today Show, but also
yep.
He's on Talkback Radio. He's on 2GB. And I thought it'd be good. He didn't know yesterday. I received this email. He had no idea. So I thought I'd give him a call. I mean, sorry, I didn't give him a call, but a good friend of ours, Chris.
Oh, Chris, with a double Z.
Yeah, Chris, who works at the wardrobe department at Channel 9.
Oh, great, okay.
Thought he'd give Ben a call to inform him that he had made this list. Benny had no idea.
Chris, hello.
Hello, Ben, how are you going? It's not Chris, it's Chris.
It's Chris?
Chris, yeah, with a Z on the end.
I didn't know there was Chris with a Z on the end.
No, that's fine, Benny. You can put as many Z's on the end of it as you want.
What's going on, Chris?
The Australia's top 20 radio hunks were revealed today, and a Mr. Benjamin Fordham made the list. Congratulations.
What number was I?
You come in at number 4, Ben.
Number 4? Who's number 1?
Well, no, unfortunately, it was in alphabetical order. You came in at number 4, but...
I've got the list here. Josh Buckle, Fitzy, yeah, from Nova. He's our mate downstairs. Ben Fordham. Ray Hadley made the list.
No, well, I didn't see Alan Jones on there either, unfortunately, or Chris Smith.
Well...
That was a bit disappointing.
You can only have so many of us from 2GB. Well, it looks like we had 2 on the list. Whipper is on there from Nova as well, so there you go.
Well,
look, I'll be sitting on the edge of my seat, Chris, as I'm sure you will be as well. When are they announcing the big winner?
Well, very soon. It's Take 5 magazine. So, you know, apart from women predicting the next natural disaster and winning yourself a Nutribullet, you can go on there and you can vote. And can I just say, Ben,
yes,
who I'm going to vote for, I think they're 2 hot young men and they're doing a great job.
Who's that?
And that's Fitzy and Whipper down at the Nova radio station.
Fitzy and Whipper you'll be voting for?
Yes.
Well, look, it's a very reputable publication, Take 5, so I'm sure that everyone will be hanging off every word when they announce the winner.
Love you, Ben. Keep your chin up, because you'll never know what's going to be on it. Chin on it,
Chris. So that's Chris with a Z.
Did he not know?
No, he had, what about this? He had no idea, awesome. And this is how much I love our listeners.
Kidding me?
Right, awesome. Because there were 2 blokes that rang in straight after.
You think I've just been stitched up?
Mate, I think Chris with a Z is actually
50
with an F.
You sure? I know his voice pretty well. It sounded to me like someone was putting a voice on, but it didn't sound like Fitzy.
Mate, I reckon it was Fitzy having you on for sure.
Pat's of the same view, apparently. G'day, Pat.
Mate, 100% Fitzy. Falling victims of one of Fitzy's stickies, was it down there?
And by a bloke who's not the sharpest tool in the shed, too.
A Fitzy sticky. Oh,
that's very, very rich from him, not sharpest tool, when he did not see that at all.
How dare you, Fordham. Well done, Benny. You're on the list. We love you, Benny Fordham. You're doing a great job.
Bunnings in the UK, we've seen this, guys. Taking it to the Brits. They're even doing the sausage sizzle at the front, which is great. This is on the news the other day.
They're a bit confused, aren't they, the Brits,
yep,
at the moment?
What is this place? It's huge.
I mean, the alluring smell of a snag on the barbie should get anyone in. It's a great idea, isn't it? It's like when you walk past a Subway or a Baker's Delight.
Oh, smell the cookies.
Are they into their DIY as much as we are?
I think so. They've got a lot of shows on Foxtel.
Half the year it's too cold to do anything, though. So,
yeah, fair.
You know, you're trying to do a bit of DIY. Maybe the back fence needs fixing, but you go, oh, God, my gloves are killing me.
I'm thinking about taking Masters over there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea.
I bought it the other day for $23.
Yeah. I'm thinking about firing up ANSEP. Yeah. I might get that going again. I mean, go for it, mate. We can see how that goes. What's interesting, though, is, and it seems quite strange to have such an Aussie icon like Bunnings doing a UK version. And here was the ad that they've put out.
The UK has been waiting for something like this for so long.
The possibilities in the store are endless.
Now open on Griffiths Way near Sainsbury's. You've got to come and see it.
Oh, that is awesome. It's not bad. To me, we got together as a team and decided it just doesn't sound realistic enough, so we've done our own version.
First I said to Clifford, do you want to work in hardware? He looked at Herbert, who said to Stanley, do you want to work in hardware? We work in hardware.
Even if you're as bent as a 9-bob note, there's something here for you at Bunnings.
You've got to pick a pocket or two.
Fancy a cup of tea?
I said to the fellas, I said, meet me for a pint of five, bangers and mash by six, and home for the bill half seven.
All right, on your bike.
These prices are bollocks.
Shine your shoes for you, governor.
I could do with a coffee and a donut.
I'm not really into hardware.
Hammers are cheaper than me missus, I'll drink to that.
Come in and grab yourself a hammer, geezer.
Lager, lager, vodka, screws, outdoor, cider.
I only do it because the missus does me head in.
Who's up for it, geezer?
Even if you're as bent as a nine-bob note, there's something here for you at Bunnings.
Hang on a minute. Hang on a minute. Got to know where you went. You sounded South African.
Oh, that's rubbish.
Good.
I was the only one that sounded good.
What's the saying? Even if you're as bent.
See, you reckon I wrote it myself? As if I know what it was.
Man, that was just
even if you're as bent as a two-bob something, wasn't it?
Two-bob, no. Look, I never said I do accents.
When we do impersonations on the show, I don't join in. Tom does this.
It's great to have Lily Allen on the show.
Yeah, the only thing missing, Tommy, was your favourite line, if you want to give us a bit of a drum roll here.
You don't need mine. Oh,
this one should have been in the Bunnings.
What was it?
Betty, the cat's done another whoops in my beret. Some mothers do have a very old reference that most people will
from
not
1975.
Do
Austin Powers.
Oh, yes.
Do Austin Powers.
Groovy, baby.
Oh. It's more the face that you pull when you say
I'm
the
not
line.
Borat. Yassi Mash. I'm not doing that. Oh, I don't
You are now single on Valentine's Day.
NBA Jam.
He's on fire.
Just one more Mortal Kombat. Street Fighter.
I don't care.
Doesn't matter, mate.
Please.
You gave it your best.
Play something else.
Oh, you can go home now.
Stuck in traffic, lost your patience. Love, desire, lust and passion. Take a breath and stop berating. Have a crack at traffic dating.
All right, so we need a young lady here. Fellas, if you're single and you're stuck in traffic, you're on the road right now, you need to listen to this because we have found the gorgeous Erin this morning. Now, if you want to give us a call, 13 24 10, and go on a date with Erin, we've got our 50 Shades Darker screening tonight to celebrate Valentine's Day. VIP, gold class, George Street, glasses of champagne, canapes, while we watch the movie. Let's hear a little bit more about our lovely date, Erin.
Hi, my name is Erin. I'm 23, a hairdresser. I have brown hair and blue eyes. I don't really know if I have a celebrity doppelganger, but people say I sometimes look like Katy Perry.
Oh.
On weekends, I spend time dirt bike riding, going out with the girls, or spending time with friends. I'm an animal lover. I love spending time with my dog, who is a Rottweiler. I also like to travel. I've been to Bali a few times, but I would love to see other parts of the world. Maybe with you.
Ooh. Ooh. Can I just say that dirt bike sound effect didn't sound too good?
No, I thought you'd let Smokey off the chain.
Sounded like Erin had just come back from Bali and had a bit of a crook tummy.
So dirt bikes, Bali, got a dog, a Rottweiler.
This is great. If Erin's perfect for you, fellas, give us a call, 13 24 10.
Stuck in traffic, lost your patience. Love, desire, lust and passion. Take a breath and stop berating. Have a crack at traffic dating.
All right, this is where we try to find love on Valentine's Day. We've got the beautiful Erin from Penrith on the line. Good morning, Erin.
Hi.
All right, we just found out a little bit about you. You like your dirt bikes. You got a Rottweiler.
Yeah, you're a hairdresser.
Erin, what are you looking for in a man?
Just somebody nice, I guess.
Yeah. What do you like? Do you like going to nightclubs? Are you more of a pub girl?
Probably more of a nightclub girl.
Yeah, right.
Look out. Dance time.
Erin, okay, we're going to find you a man. We've had so many calls ring through, and contestant number one, we've got Daniel from Riverston on the line. Good morning, Dan.
How you going?
Yeah, good, Daniel.
She sounds perfect, Erin, doesn't she, Daniel?
Oh, she does, mate, she does.
All right, well, you have to tell Erin a little bit about yourself. You've got 30 seconds. Take it away, big fella.
All right, basically, my name's Daniel. A lot of my friends say I look like Johnny Depp. I ride dirt bikes. I'm a roof tiler by trade, so I'm up on the roof, got a nice summer tan.
Yep.
Love going to the beach, surfer, all those kinds of things.
Cool.
Basically, just looking for a girl.
Sick.
Oh, that sounds awesome. Daniel, what sort of dirt bike you got, mate?
Honda CRF 450R.
450R, man.
Erin, can we go back to Erin? Is that a good bike, Erin?
It's pretty good.
Well, it's not bad, yeah. Cool. She didn't mind that,
not
Daniel.
Not impressed with the dirt bike.
Good start. Let's go to contestant number two. It's Joseph from Arncliffe. Hi, Joe.
Hey, how you going?
Joe, yeah. Where are you stuck in traffic?
Howard Ridge.
Oh, yeah, that'll get you, mate. Yeah. All right, 30 seconds. Sell yourself to the beautiful Erin this morning.
Hey, Erin. I'm Joe. I'm 28. I'm an electrician. I own my own business. I like scuba diving, snowboarding, biking, kayaking, anything that has a fun day Sunday.
Oh, that's a great line. Sunday. Fun day Sunday. I like that,
what
Joseph.
What are you doing Sunday? Let's have a fun
day. So you're a Sparky. You got any other blokes working for you, Joseph?
Yeah, I've got four guys looking for me.
Oh,
Joe, wow, what a catch this guy is.
I read an article the other day, Erin, saying that Sparkies can take home about $80 an hour these days.
Not that it matters.
Loaded!
All right, hang on to that. We've got one more to go for you, Erin. Andrew's in Castle Hill. Where are you stuck, Andrew?
I'm stuck on the M2.
All right. Oh, yeah. Andrew, you got to sell yourself to Erin, mate. 30 seconds, take it away.
Will do. My name's Andrew. I'm a project manager in construction. So I'm a boss of electrician.
Ooh.
And I love motorbikes. Favourite artist is Katy Perry.
Oh!
That might be interesting.
She looks like her.
Yeah, I love going to the beach, being active on weekends. Absolutely love animals.
Yeah.
Pretty active. Love going snowboarding, surfing, anything that's outdoors.
Wow.
Jeez, we got the active bunch this morning. This is a tough one for
Erin.
He
threw a bit of shade over Joseph
saying
that I'm really the boss of the Sparky.
I'm the Sparky's boss. Erin, this is one of the biggest decisions you've ever had to make because whoever you choose, you'll be coming along to 50 Shades Darker tonight, George Street Cinemas.
All right.
You know the rule.
Erin, you've got it. You're in your car at the moment. You're stuck in traffic. Now, you have to beep your horn once for Daniel, beep your horn twice for contestant number two, Joseph, or beep your horn three times for Andrew. Have you made your decision, Erin?
I have.
Okay, right, let's bring down the music and find out. Off you go. Andrew, meet Erin.
Hello, Erin.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Excellent.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm keen for the movie.
Awesome, I can't wait.
Yeah.
Oh!
That's love!
Wow!
Right there!
Oh,
pure love!
Chemistry!
All right. Erin, Andrew, we'll see you at 50 Shades Darker tonight.
I just felt a bolt of electricity go through my body.
I started crying.
Introducing Fitzy and Whipper.